Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Groat applying the tag. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. White moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. White steals third. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. White scores. There goes Groat trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Grote fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Banks scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Callison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. There goes Allen. The throw from Hundley to Kessinger, and Allen is out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's Phillies, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Groat moves to third. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to second for the out. Groat scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 4-3, Phillies. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Calcoons. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Byron Brown pinch hits for Lee Thomas. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison strikes out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella pinch hits for George Altman. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Campbell pinch hits for Arnold Early. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Campbell scores. Phillips moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.